halfway up the main ski mountain for the Winter Olympics, it is starting to look like the Spring Olympics. Snow is starting to melt. At lunchtime, skiers are peeling off parkas and sometimes shirts. But sports doctor Sergei Litkov, a native of the region, says not to worry.
It will all be okay. At the top, there is a 1.5 meter to 2 meter base.
But one man's tanning salon is another woman's skiing nightmare. Italian Alessia Dipol skis downhill slalom for the team of Togo.
Today I had training, but the snow was really, really soft, and I don't like so much this type of snow. I think it's slower, and the volunteers put a sauce, so it's like a shampoo, a ski on shampoo. I don't like.
Skiers are complaining that softening snow is deciding race results. Olympic organizers are moving races to earlier in the mornings. At the top of Rosahuter Mountain, nighttime temperatures still fall below freezing. But here at mid-mountain, temperatures at lunchtime rise to a balmy 13 degrees centigrade. Ivan Batal is a volunteer from Utah, a major American skiing state.
The top's pretty amazing. The conditions are terrific. But as you get towards the bottom, it gets a little bit mashed potato-like.
Is this what you might call spring skiing?
This is complete awesome spring skiing.
An army of volunteers is working to get the Olympics through this warm spell, forecast to last until Wednesday. Olympic volunteer John Lychak recalls working on the men's downhill course.
And our shift was from 12 midnight until approximately 8 a.m., and there was a crew of maybe 30 or 40 of us with high-pressure hoses and literally pouring, you know, thousands and thousands of gallons onto the slope, which then they would churn up, and then it would freeze overnight, and then they'd create the hard surface that they're looking for.
Climate change makes technology increasingly key for the Winter Olympics. A new historical study shows that the average February temperatures for Sochi and other Winter Olympic host cities increased over the last century by 7 degrees centigrade. In the mountains above Sochi, people hope there will be enough snow for the Olympics' final event, the men's cross-country, on February 23.
Well, obviously at the peak, it's a bit colder than it is here, but but at the base, we've got a lot of events, you know, at the lower elevations, so it's going to make a difference.
His colleague believes there will be enough snow to go around.
It'll be a snow miracle, I believe.
For now, people are praying for the cool in the Olympic slogan. James Brook, VOA News, Rosahutor, Russia.